All right, like, call this meeting to order.
Would you entertain a motion to approve the agenda?
You just beat me to it, thank you, sir.
So moved.
Do we have a second? Motion made by?
You can tell we are not.
Mr. Garcia, seconded by Ms. Lenner, all in favor?
Aye.
Chair votes aye, passes 3-0. Are there any public comments? No one, seeing no one wish to speak, we'll move forward with the approval of the minutes for the preceding meeting.
I move that we approve the minutes of the November 1st meeting.
Second.
Motion been made by Ms. Lenner, seconded by Mr. Garcia, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Chair votes aye, passes 3-0. Discussion information items. Counts update, Ms. Lenner, is that this wonderful sheet right here?
No, that's Mr. Dahl, because Ms. Lenner would have had that bigger.
She's funny.
No, that's, Kelly, can you read that real well?
Hold on, hold on. Hey, in my year, we haven't gotten this many figures and numbers from you in a whole year.
Two shows a night.
Hey, we're all over this, we got it going on now. All right.
That's it, that's my report.
So we made 3,000?
That was.
And this, because I just got access to the new account, did you, Eric?
I just got the email, literally, that's, and I'll once.
Yes, because they switched from Regions Bank to Wells Fargo.
They switched who the trustee is for the accounts from.
So we had to go through all this security again, but I did get that you're on there with.
Yep.
Okay.
Is that for the general fund or the VIP?
VIP.
VIP.
So it looks like, Linda, if we look at the minutes from where we were at the end of October. Of 7/1/41/657 to where we are at the end of November, it looks like we made another $6,000.
Yeah, that's what.
So that should put us at about 92,000
for the year.
Or for the calendar year.
For six months.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then we still have December, and I suspect December will be up significantly. All the indices are crazy mad, out of control right now.
And I don't have that available
of course,
yet.
January so. Will probably not be up.
Just saying.
Yeah. Let's be optimistic.
I am.
All right, and then Eric passed all these out, so he'll.
So the VIP program. So as I was going through, and we just got set up with new stuff. Like I said, we have a new trustee account holder now under the VIP program. We had Regions Bank, and now I think Linda said it's Wells Fargo.
Wells Fargo. As
I was going through the statement, I noticed that on here there's something called the VIP 1-3 year high quality bond fund, and the average monthly yield is 1.09%. As I went and looked at page 2, they have something also called within this new program called the VIP.
We don't have that.
Okay, so let's.
I was sitting there.
Is that what I sent to you?
This is the actual bank statement.
Okay.
But this is this right here.
Okay, so it's in here someplace?
Yes.
The one with a lot of numbers.
Mm-hmm.
So they have something called the VIP Stable NAV Liquidity Pool. And basically what they did, they created this. So say if you're transitioning funds from the 1-3 year bond fund, but you want to put it in here, you're still gaining interest in here, but this is more of a liquid thing where you can transfer money out daily if you want to.
Like a money market account.
It's a money market account, and the average monthly yield was 0.66%. So the only reason I bring this up is, well, one, if we have money that's sitting in an account that's maybe earning less interest or no interest, would it maybe make more sense to move some money to an account that's earning some interest? That's a little more.
Can I ask a couple of questions of you and Linda?
Yes.
If it's really working like a money market account, mm-hmm. How many times can Linda access it in a month before we incur any fees or penalties?
Like I said, that's a good point.
It's usually three.
It depends. I mean, some money market funds you can take, you can do 10 transactions
a
month.
Okay, some are only
three. Now, like I said, I literally just found out about this 5 minutes before the meeting, and I was talking to them. So they said you can access funds daily. Now, but he didn't specify if there's
only
any
dailies.
Yeah.
Well, and but like I said, I don't know if this tells you what that is. But
so that would be a good question to get answered. The second question would be, how easy is it for Linda's people to do an EFT?
It's online. Okay. You can do everything online.
And okay. Then, do you have people that are with that right skill set to be able to do that? Because if that's the case, then it makes sense to move everything we have outside of a 1 or 2 month cycle. You guys decide what that cycle looks like. Move everything you have outside of that cycle into something that's going to be making us.
See, that's the way it used to work.
We're already down to a 1 month cycle practically now.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I thought we did that the last time. We talked about that about three meetings ago.
What's the most we've ever needed at one time?
Well, I mean, July is the biggest month.
Yeah.
Just because, well, I mean.
What do you mean, is that for total payroll?
We had some in November, big payments.
Is it 1 million, 2 million, 5 million? I mean, it's more than 1 million.
Well, the school payroll.
What's that? Let's just call it 3 million a month.
$3 million a month
plus.
That's what usually Mr. Weaver reads out is about 3.1 to.
Plus, if you talk about the AP report,
that's just expenditures. That's not necessarily. Okay. Well, then that would include payroll too.
Yeah.
Yeah. That includes everything, doesn't it?
That's between 2 and 3 all the time, so, or between 1.93.
Yeah.
So, from a safety standpoint, you know, you might be able to get it down to 4.5, 5 million.
Yeah.
Well,
but if you're running 3 million in a pop. You're going to need $6 million in the month, and you won't necessarily get revenues in before
payroll, their payroll is paid out the 20th, and their revenues don't normally come in. Part on the 15th, 16th, and the other part's the very last day of the.
So my question was, okay, so granted, November, so December is going to be a higher month. If you look at this whole combined bank balances, and the very first column, shows you the Wells Fargo balance over the past, you know, gazillion years, and obviously that's changed quite a bit since the VIP program mm-hmm. has been put into play. But you can see April and October are your lowest months of what was the ending balance.
Oh, those are end of month balances.
Those are end of month balances. So you're obviously always, and we could go through and we could show what the revenue and what the expenses were going out.
Well, if you always keep, other than this makes more work, why would we keep anything in there until we need it? I mean, if you slide it into the money market, 0.66 on a couple million dollars is a hell of a lot better than 0 on a couple million dollars.
Yeah.
Even if it's 4 months or whatever.
Well, I mean, yeah, whatever you're keeping it in there. And that's, so that was, like I said, I literally just found out about this and.
Yeah, because they waited a while to give us access to this.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I mean, because they just sent me the bank statement today. And as I was going through looking at the bank statement, I'm like, well, what's this other program here? And as I started talking to them about it, they sent me this kind of, I went to their,
well,
to their website.
Well, what we used to do, Rudy. Was we had a general fund and then we had an investment. We roll the money from the general fund to the investments. When we needed it, we rolled it back.
The LGIP, right?
This is the regular. The Wells Fargo was very low interest, though.
Yeah.
Is
that the one that was paying 0.1?
Yeah.
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 But we used to do that. And what we have to do, we'd have to get ourselves back into that routine is to look at it, see what we had outstanding, which could possibly come back in. You know, they very likely they're not all going to hit at the same time, and just move it back and forth. We called it a sweep account. Right. It would sweep from one.
Yeah, and
that, to the
that's
other.
What this is.
Yeah.
So I mean, but basically, this at 0.66%. He told me this is net of fees. So
that's good for a money market nowadays.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's good even for a CD. I mean, most CDs aren't going to pay you that much.
So, I mean, if that's what you want to do, we're just going to have to get ourselves used to a sweep account. I mean, that's what I'm calling it, account.
That must have been a long time ago because the brokerage account didn't ever change. I mean, it wasn't, mm-hmm. moving back and forth, so.
Yeah, so the real thing, Linda, becomes, you know, is the increased work of your people offset by the increased gains in the investment? I mean, you're looking at about 500, at $1 million, you're looking at about $500 a month, $600 a month that you make in interest. Is the workload less than that? And is the frustration level less than that?
Well, and even if you did it on, I mean.
That was just for $1 million. I was just using.
Yeah, but I mean, but even if you did it, I mean, you know, depending upon how interactive and how into it you get, whether it's daily, weekly, or once a month, I mean.
Well, I mean, well, how much are you going to make a year on average daily balance of $2 million, let's say?
Anybody else want to sit here and think about the song Dueling Banjos as Rudy in there?
$13,000 a year?
So, yeah. Well, I mean, you're not even going to get a half of an employee for that. So, unless it's really onerous. I mean,
but if you're doing it once a month, though, I mean, how onerous could it be?
Well, no, it can't be, but I'm saying if this ends up being, you know, you make $40,000 a year, well, hell, you can hire an employee, you know, part-time for that to cover it and still have the money left over. But if we only have to do, a, you know, one or two or three transactions a month,
well, Rudy,
just watch two accounts.
Let's just say if you want to try this, and then I can tell you how much time it's taking to...
Because
I
once,
mean, that's the only way we'll
take long to figure out whether.
Well, because once you're set up with the new account that we just got the credentials for, go in and take a look. Like I said, I don't know. It could be something simple that it's a few clicks of a button, or
you know,
it could be.
I mean, I could already have a template set up for the wire,
mm-hmm,
with Wells that would be wired directly to the VIP. And I mean, that's just putting in a figure.
And they said as long as you do it by 2 p.m. that day, funds will be in your account the same, mm-hmm, day.
If they can do it
normal.
I mean, if they can do it in reverse, if the turnaround time from VIP back to Wells is 24 or 48 hours, then all your folks would need to do is know when they have to pull the trigger.
The other thing is when we put out an RFP for banking services, we might want to.
And the fact that Wells Fargo is a custodian on both sides of the ledger now?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that doesn't make me feel better necessarily. Because, there's no tie to our Wells Fargo account and this Wells Fargo, mm-hmm, account. But
No.
You know, the more you're with somebody, you think the better benefits you get out. We're not getting any, this isn't anything extra because we have a Wells Fargo account over here. But I wonder if we can find a banking institution that would meet all of our needs but have essentially a checking account, non-interest bearing, or whatever we could get in this day and age, and a money market account that's going to be as good as that within the same institution, so it's just easy transfers back and forth. And I mean, I do that through USAA for my banking, mm-hmm, account and money market and stuff. But.
Well, see, that's what Wells Fargo used to do. They just automatically did it. I didn't, you know. And then they only transferred back what we needed to cover,
mm-hmm, yeah,
for our expenditures.
Yeah, so it acted as like an overnight account.
Right, overnight account. Mm-hmm. Okay.
So do you need a motion, Mr. Chair?
Don't think so.
Or is this just...
We're just
Have Linda and Eric do it and
see. We're going to try it and see what
I think it's one of those things where we just try. I don't think we need a motion.
It's just an operational thing on how she handles money, mm-hmm, and she's the treasurer and can legally do it in a variety of different ways. Mm-hmm. But this is just giving her another alternative.
And it's already protected because we already have the money in that account. So.
Well, and because we are part of the VIP program, mm-hmm, this is part of the VIP program, okay. So it's already... It's not like we're signing up for something new. It's something that we're already...
We're taking advantage of something that
correct.
We're already a member
it's
of.
Another investment tool within the VIP program.
And it also lets us leave more money in the higher returning stuff longer.
Correct.
Okay. VIP program, is that basically what we've been talking
about?
What's
the BB&T cost recovery? Yeah.
So the one question that I had, so if you look back at this sheet with the tiny numbers...
Yeah.
So we have a separate account for
with my trifocus, I can read it just fine.
So with Kelly. our With our cost recovery, we have a separate bank account for mm-hmm. cost recovery. So right now, we've got a balance of a little over $500,000 mm-hmm. in there.
And that's just through November 16th. That's not counting last month.
Well, that's the running balance. That's the whole since inception.
But, right, but I'm saying.
Oh, yeah.
That's through December.
Yes, correct.
We still got the month of December.
So that was something else that I, you know, kind of, well, if we have $500,000 sitting in there at 0% interest, wouldn't it be better to put it in something that's gaining interest at some point? Now, I don't know.
Would we get into any kind of issue combining accounts with that money?
It's all the general fund. The only thing that we do is we process some checks out of this account sometimes. If they're like cost recovery expenses, but they're going to be...
Is it just a bookkeeping entry for you?
Yeah, well, no. The treasurer's office actually will process...
They walked away. There was somebody looking in here. I think they might have been looking for the courthouse.
We'll process refund checks back out of there, but it's very few.
They're not very high refunds.
So...
It's what the insurance company may have paid and the individual paid the same thing. So it's like a double payment.
So my question to that is, well, we have $500,000 in there as of November. Well, my thought was either move it into, well, do you move it into the investment pool, the 3-year, or now that, honestly, that I literally just found out about this other, you know, you can move it into the...
And so see, this would have to be a separate account. Yeah. We can't intermingle that money, really. So I don't think we want to.
Why? It's our money.
Well, I just want to make sure that we're not crossing any boundaries when we do that. I mean, if we can do that, yes, let's just put it in there together. Yeah, it's just simpler.
The only reason it's in that account is because it's an account that the deposit...
It goes back to the emergency services type deal to pay.
Well, for instance, the collection company that deals with this, they have access to that account from their site. So we didn't want to give them full access to the full general fund, so we set this account up. But if the county wanted to pull out $500,000 right now,
leave $11,000 in it.
There's nothing to say that we can't, because it's the county's money. It's part of the general fund. We just separated it. So
if we leave it running $10,000,
but then
what's the most you need?
I'm going to be okay. We pull out $500,000.
Yep.
We invest that. Then all of a sudden, you guys say, I'm going to pay this out for, just say, a rescue squad vehicle or whatever.
Oh, it doesn't come out of that.
It doesn't. No. So what is this money going to be for?
It's not fenced money.
No, it's not fenced money. It's fenced from the perspective that we have an outside agency that does the collections for insurance companies, and it's a deposit account.
But is this money going to be budgeted?
So this just
goes the revenue is already budgeted in the budget.
Okay.
Yeah.
So this just goes.
But
back
I'm just saying, are we going to have to separate out any interest?
Completely unrestricted. The board spends a certain amount.
I think this is all our money. They just have it separated just so that they can't touch the $7 million.
It's just where they deposit it to, and then it's like a...
See, when you do that, then you're giving them that account number.
No. We'll keep this account open. We'll keep this down to a certain amount. Let's say
what's
so we don't have to give any no report of any interest. Okay, that's
no.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
The interest accrued from that
is the general fund.
The general fund.
Okay.
Do you need?
I just want to be
$5,000 there.
I mean,
the $500,000.
We can for the immediate. We can just say, well, let's keep 10 in there just to see how that does. If we see that it just keeps on, then we can adjust it from there to 10.
But then on a regular basis, just take it back down to 10 until the finance board has a chance to look at the numbers after 2-3 months and see. So, and don't do it more often than is reasonably convenient. Like if it gets to $11,500. I'm not sure I'd want to do a transaction right then unless it's a free transaction. But we could earn interest on $1,500.
Well, I mean, I don't know. Well, I don't think there's check charges from the account. I'll have to go back and look, but I don't believe so. We get a minor service charge a month, but it's, I mean, we...
And that's only because of having online banking services with you guys, you know, added.
Even if you set up your system where you swept it once a quarter.
Yeah.
We're only going to get 50,000 a month.
I've been sitting there looking at it. It goes from 72 or 73 as a high down to like 45.
As of recently, because we're kind of in a more pattern, it's anywhere between about 45 to 55 a month that goes in there.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, there's 45.
My thought was instead of having these just sit there at 0% and do something with it where it's gaining.
Put it back in the general fund.
And so this is not delegated to take care of the
rescue.
No, it's there to refund what we're spending on the paid rescue squad plus drugs or whatever.
What we pay for rescue services.
We do that out of our budget. We do that out of our budget, and so this will just come back to us.
Plus, what the county pays for vehicles.
And I think we did it this way so we could make sure we saw everything in the beginning.
Yes, we needed to know exactly what the revenues were coming in on at all time. But we also wanted, I think, initially, just so that some audit agency doesn't have access to a regular account. This is just a deposit account. They can only deposit.
See, that was what I didn't really. Yeah. I wasn't sure whether or not this had to be put back into fire and rescue, or if this was just separated just so we keep track of it.
It's just a deposit account. For
it was
who does the collections through the insurance companies.
Well, didn't have any type
to
of
me, the less money that's in there, the less opportunity they have to.
And the less money's in there means the more we're making on interest someplace else.
Well, let me. This what we goes back to what we talked about while we closed those other three accounts, make the best money back we can get.
Okay.
All righty. And multi-bank securities, eConnect Direct legal update.
Can I do one more thing? Yep. Can we kind of wait till I get the December
statement?
And if it's 520-some thousand, and just move and just leave.
Yeah, we should be getting that statement, I'm assuming.
Well,
I mean,
whatever the least amount that we can have in there, double it. So if it's 5,000, just leave 10,000 in it.
Yeah, because we can get with Lindsay. She pretty much knows that.
It could be up to, you know, I mean, there have been some months.
Oh, she can pull it up online when I go.
But wouldn't have to pay bills out of that
anyway. No.
You could pay it out of anything else. You could pay it out.
Yeah, the only we could. We just pay, what we'll do, we usually pay the if we have a check. So we get money in there from the insurance company. We usually pay the checks that are overpayments on refunds out of that
account.
Just so it's
how big is the biggest one of those that you've had to pay?
No.
Okay. Eric, how big is the biggest one of those you've had to pay?
Less than $1,000.
So if we kept $10,000, we'd be guaranteed to keep above the $5,000.
I think $10,000 would be plenty.
And we've only cut 3 or 4 of those anyway.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not a whole lot of them. Because most of the insurance companies, and it's the people like your parents would have been that got a bill and they paid it the same day, and then the insurance company paid it too. So,
I guess letter E, multi-bank securities. So, I'll kind of take blame for dropping the ball on this a little bit here. So, where we are with this right now. So, I spoke to the county attorney's office this morning. So, once we had that last call with the lady from VACO, she sent me documents. I sent them to the county attorney's office, and just with getting stuff done, it just kind of fell between the cracks. But anyway, she looked them over.
You sent them to where they were supposed to go.
I sent them where they needed to go, but they just... Anyway, I sent them where they need to go. There's going to be a lot of tweaking that has to happen within the documents that they're using. Our attorney's office does not like the documents in their current state, so they're going to have to go through and adjust them to... for us to move forward.
It's like more complex.
So, process-wise,
they got a lawyer up.
The two legal peoples, the multi-bank and the county attorney, have to agree on a finished document that we can then recommend for presentation to
the board. Yes.
Right? Okay.
Yep.
Just making sure that I understand.
Yeah.
So I talked to her. I told her that I spoke to.
This goes back to the conversation we almost had this morning, right?
I spoke to Christina, and I told her that once I was finished with the finance board meeting today, like I said, as long as we're still gung ho moving forward, I will have her get the clock ticking to tweak the documents and.
Well, you know, I mean, the depending on how you look at it, the good news is that we're going to be in a rising interest rate environment. So having access to them may be helpful for us in the long term.
Yeah, we need every toolkit, every option in our toolkit, so that we can be pretty flexible and on the fly, trying to make sure we maximize the dollars without making it too complicated.
So I'll have her get those. I'll have her work between them and multi-bank and get them all up to up to stuff or where they need to be. And then for the next meeting, we should have a complete finish set to move forward with. So.
Okay.
And that's all I have.
Matt has adjourn written right underneath.
Is there anything else we need to talk about?
I can't think of anything. I mean, I was sitting there thinking about it when I was driving down the road. Any other conversation we have?
Is the workload leveling out with all this stuff for you, and is it getting more comfortable?
Yeah. We're
cool.
Being able to sit down and do it at the click of a mouse should be an assist rather than having to go here to there. I mean, just in foot time, you're saving yourself.
And Linda, is there anything that you want me to find out from them regarding, you know, any other questions you might have?
Nope.
On any of those?
I want to read over.
Yeah.
So I suppose the chair would entertain a motion to adjourn.
I would if so made.
So moved.
I second.
Motion made by Mr. Garcia. Seconded by Ms. Leonard. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Chair votes aye.